third parak of Avakama, third Mishnah. Moitzi is tivnoi v'eskash l'shus erabim l'zvolin. Person takes out his straw and hay into l'shus erabim so that they should rot over there, and then people will trample on them, or no, even without people trampling on them, just sit out there and rot, and then he will eventually take it out and put it back into the fields to fertilize the fields. And somebody got hurt on them, he slipped on them, also you have to pay for it. This is also a type of takola b'shus erabim. Not only that, but anybody is entitled to take them away. Why? Because it's illegal behavior. You don't use the b'shus erabim as a place where you produce your compost. Anybody that does something b'shus erabim which is mikalkel and it caused the damage, he is chayiv. The Gemara over here also says that even if it was done, Rashi brings the Gemara that there are certain times of the year, the kind of read, it was customary that people would be able to put out things to let them turn into zevel, into compost, and the Rishus Rabin, and people trample on it, that would help the process. Go upon him, even though there's a takana that they should be permitted at certain times to do that, even so, you're chayiv, like we said before, because self, after everything's said and done, you made a takol b'shus erabim, you put it out at a certain risk that hopefully nobody will get hurt by it. But if someone does get hurt by it, you have to pay for that. V'chol akoidim bohem zocho bohem, that is not talking about the case where he did it with permission, because of how the rabbi has permission to do this, no one can take it away from it. It's talking about if he did it in a way that it was done shaloi b'rishus, then other people can take it away. As we said before, it's a panasa of the chachamim that people should not ruin the rishus erabim. Others are gold rishus erabim. There were cow droppings in the rishus erabim, and somebody picked it up and put it back down again. And who's the one who picked it up and put it back down again has to pay. The idea behind it is, if somebody put a bar in Rishus Arabim, so it's the first person's bar. But if you picked it up, the second you pick it up, as if you closed up the, you filled up the pit, because it can't damage once it's picked up. And you put it back down again, you were now Zeicha in this bar. Yes. And now you're Chayef.
You and the fifth
bar. To clean up a mess, make sure you do it out of yourself. Because you can put it back down again, and you're worse off than you were in the very first place. So there's no rule in life. Yeah, okay. Next Mishnah.